Time to talk a little Browns history. We like to talk about the history of the Browns versus their upcoming opponent. Of course, this week it's the Dallas Cowboys, and with us to do that, our resident historian, Steve King. Steve, this is an interesting series because when you look at the when you go back to the 1960, from that point on, the Browns dominated this Cowboys team for a while.
Yeah, the Cowboys coming out as an expansion team, the Browns obviously being an established team in the league and, you know, very good at that time and won 11 of the first 12 meetings. But, you know, Vic, it is one of those series, like we talked about the Giants series here a while back, that, you know, once the merger became complete and the Browns went to the AFC, it was one of those great rivalries that went away.
Right.
And since 1970, they just not played very much. But old back in the 60s, the Browns and Cowboys, especially in the latter half of that decade, that was the big rivalry for both teams.
And there was the history of the Thanksgiving Day game that, of course, involves the Cowboys and Lions as the home teams each year. But that started with the Cowboys in 1960. The Browns were the first Thanksgiving Day opponent of theirs.
Absolutely. And it was a big game. The Browns had won the first contest between the two teams that year, and they were basically tied. The winner was going to probably finish in first place in the Eastern Conference, and the Cowboys beat the Browns 26-14, and the Browns had, you know, gone to the NFL championship game the previous 2 years. They had basically, you know, ruled the conference, and things kind of flipped that day when the Cowboys won, and largest crowd still ever to see a Cowboys game, over 80,000, played in the Cotton Bowl, and that record was intact all the way to when new Cowboys Stadium opened in 2009.
No, that's a very, very cool kind of factoid on this, and more factoids. You mentioned, of course, once the merger takes place between the National Football League, American Football League, and things change with scheduling and so forth, these teams are meeting this Sunday only for the fifth time since 1991. So there haven't been many games between them, and they've played close games, right? Three of the last four decided by a touchdown or less.
Yeah, and some really great games. A game in 1994 where Jay Novacek was stopped at the one-inch line, and the Browns went down there Saturday afternoon, nationally televised game, and won 19-14. And that was one of the big building blocks for that 94 season when the Browns went to the playoffs. Bill Belichick and a defensive coordinator by the name of Nick Saban. You may have heard of him.
I've heard of him. Yes, yes. So that was that. And the Cowboys have faced only one other AFC team more times than the 29 it has faced the Browns, and that, of course, would be the Pittsburgh Steelers with 30. So it's kind of unique how these clubs are tied historically.
Absolutely, and, you know, we talked about that Thanksgiving Day game, and that was the first of four straight victories that the Cowboys had over the Browns, and it really began to flip, and, you know, the Browns were unable to get past the Cowboys. The Cowboys ruled the Eastern Conference. But then as the decade closed and that merger, you know, was nearing, the Browns took over, beat them in the regular season in 1969. But sandwiched around that were two Eastern Conference championship game victories in 1968 and 69. So this merger ended with the Cowboys kind of smarting and back to where they were at the decade started, right, looking up at the Browns.
Wonderful stuff, Steve. We appreciate it, and we will catch up with you again next week. We'll talk a little bit about the Browns and Steelers series.
There's a lot to talk about with that.
All right. He is Steve King, our resident historian, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.